for Wednesday, August 12th. This is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Wednesday, otherwise known as Hump Day. Yes, it is the middle of the week, and so I hope that your week is going well. I hope that you have been able to, in addition to the devotions, spend time reading the Word of God, allowing the Lord your God to speak to you through His story. I hope that you've been encouraged and built up in your personal devotion times. I hope you've had a chance to reach out to your brothers and sisters in Christ and pray with them and pray for them. These are all things that we can do that are practical, that will help to encourage our own souls. For today, we find ourselves looking at the Gospel of Matthew, specifically chapter 8 and verse 26. I'm going to read that entire little section. It's actually from verse 23 to verse 27, and it's titled, Jesus Calms a Storm. Open with me there, if you would. Again, that's the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, beginning of verse 23. This is what the Word of God teaches. And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves. But he was asleep. And they went and they woke him, saying, Save us, Lord, we are perishing. And he said to them, Why are you afraid, O you of little faith? Then he rose and he rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, What sort of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, The Theology of Rest. And this is what he wrote. When we are in fear, we can do nothing less than pray to God. But our Lord has a right to expect that those who name his name should have an understanding confidence in him. God expects his children to be so confident in him that in any crisis they are the reliable ones. Our trust is in God up to a certain point. Then we go back to the elementary panic prayers of those who do not know God. We get to our wits' end, showing that we have not the slightest confidence in him and his government of the world. He seems to be asleep, and we see nothing but breakers ahead. O ye of little faith, what a pang must have shot through the disciples. Darn, missed it again. And what a pang will go through us when we suddenly realize that we might have produced downright joy in the heart of Jesus by remaining absolutely confident in him no matter what was ahead. There are stages in life where there is no storm, no crisis, when we do our human best. It is when a crisis arises that we instantly reveal upon whom we rely. If we have been learning to worship God and to trust Him, the crisis will reveal that we will go to the breaking point and not break in our confidence in Him. We have been talking a great deal about sanctification. What is it all going to amount to? It should work out into rest in God, which means oneness with God, a oneness which will make us not only blameless in His sight, but a deep joy to Him. I have said it before, and it remains true even today, that we are living in an incredibly uncertain time where worry and fear seems to be prevalent amongst most people that, at least that I come into contact with, and I'm sure you can relate. You and I, we are followers of Jesus, servants of Jesus. He is our Master, our Lord, our King, and He is worthy of all our faith and all our trust. It is especially during this time when we are experiencing this pandemic and an uncertain future, even just tomorrow, where you and I can be that light in that dark world. Where when we talk to people who do not share our faith yet, we can assure them by being assured in our own lives. By trusting that even though we may not understand it, even though it may not make sense, We know that God is sovereign and His will is perfect. Lord, may it come, whatever it may be, we trust in You. That is more contagious than fear and worry. If you and I go forth showing that in everything we do and everything we say, people will catch on. And in that darkness, the light of Christ will shine bright. I hope that you've been encouraged and challenged by today's devotion. I also hope that you'll join us tomorrow as we look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19. As always, in the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.